Today's segment of the McGriff Show is sponsored in part by CarBuddy Corporation, easier global mobility for the global traveler and pet lover on the go. Visit them today at facebook.com/ the CarBuddy. Also, Credit Repair Educational Services of Garner, North Carolina, celebrating 16 years of consumer advocacy and A-plus rated customer service and credit repair. Visit them today at youtube.com/ the McGirt or facebook.com/groups/HGLaw. And you can reach them by phone at 910-813-5525. Renew, rebuild, and restore your credit today.
This is Bob McGirt, host of the McGirt Show on blogtalkradio.com and youtube.com, the McGirt, and blogtalkradio.com, the McGirt. We are so happy today to have each and every one of you tuning in today. You can reach us at area code 619-924-0898. You can email us through the McGirt Show chat room at the McGirt Show at Outlook.com. And we're so happy now to announce that we've grown and expanded to Instagram.com/ the McGirt Show. We are so happy to have with us today business owner and CEO of Caps and Can Graphic Design Media, Mr. Damon Lawrence of Maryland. Mr. Damon, we thank you and we welcome you to the McGirt Show.
Thanks for having me today.
You are certainly welcome. Kind of share with the listeners today how you kind of started out on your journey of life and kind of introduce us to you, Damon Lawrence.
Okay. Well, yeah, my name is Damon Lawrence, and I was born in North Virginia. And there I was raised by my mom. And just as a child, I was always drawing and coloring, so that's what got me into the art. And my mom, she could draw as well, so I would watch her draw, and I would try to retrace what she drew. And it just got me more and more into drawing. She used to set my brother, my younger brother, and I down on the floor with some crayons and a sheet of paper, and I'd draw a line down the sheet of paper, but not quite down the middle of the paper. I'd make myself up a larger portion of the paper than my little brother so I could have more room to draw on. So I was always more into drawing ever since I was a child. And I just, kept me on my journey throughout my childhood, always doing one of the things. I was in the governance program for the arts when I was in the sixth grade, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always into the arts, yeah.
If you could pick or share with us, what decade were you a child of? Was it the 80s, the 90s, the 70s, the 60s?
So into the 80s and then the 90s, I was in my teenage years by the 90s.
Gotcha.
Late 80s, early 90s.
Gotcha. And who was that icon that inspired you as you were growing up?
Wow. growing up, I guess it's hard to pick one person because there was so many different people in the media back then. Like you see all of these actors, and so the name one actor or one singer. First of all, I was a big Michael Jackson fan.
Yeah.
Even though rap is my favorite genre of music,
mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson just seemed larger than life, bigger than life. Mm-hmm. All genres, so I was really a big Michael Jackson fan. I even, as a kid, my grandmother got me my Michael Jackson action figure from the thrift store, and so I would always carry him around with me everywhere I went.
Yes.
So I had Michael Jackson, and Gonzo was always with me.
Yes, I remember those.
Gonzo was from the Muppet Day.
That's right.
Muppet Show,
that's right. I remember those actions. They had the red jacket with the diamonds.
Yeah, I had the red jacket with the zippers on it. Yeah. I actually wore one of those to school in the first grade. I used to wear every year to school a red jacket with the zippers on it.
Wow. Those were the days. Oh, my God. And the glove. And I mean, they had it was everywhere. I mean, everywhere you look. Somebody was either had the doll, the action figure, or somebody had that jacket. And then some people were fortunate enough, like you said, to have both. Those were the times. And some, you know, even went as far as they got the Jerry Curl.
Yeah, I didn't have the Jerry Curl, but yeah, you're right. Some people did, yeah. Absolutely right.
And then what was it that you knew that moment when you knew that graphic designing was your thing, this was your calling?
I was always passionate about a lot of stuff as a child growing up. So my other passion was animals, and to this day I still love animals.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually wanted to go to college after I graduated from high school. My plan was to go to marine biology. I wanted to be a biologist to see what animals need in biology or zoology. And my mom's brother and my mom, they were talking to me and said, why don't you go to school for art? You were always in the art. You were always in the art. You still go to school for art. But I had my mind set on being a marine biologist. So they finally talked me into saying, if your computers are the future, you should get a job in computers or in art. So I looked at the course catalog and I saw computer graphics. And I read the description about computer graphics. I was basically mixed art and computers together. So I thought, I could set a trap. And as I read more into it, being a kid in the 80s and 90s, video games were really popular. I read that you could also be graphic designers in the video game industry as well. So I was like, oh, that's awesome. So I ended up enrolling in college into a graphic communications program, which is graphic design, computer graphics. And that's how I stumbled into computer graphic design.
Gotcha. And being a business owner, what would you share with the future and upcoming aspiring entrepreneurs that you feel would be tips or FYI just across the board?
It's especially with any business, don't be afraid to say yes. Like, take on as many projects as you can. Sometimes you might be unsure of your abilities, and you don't think that, well, maybe I can't do that, maybe I shouldn't do that job. Just take the job and do your research and do your best and try to make it work, because you never know what you can do, and you never know what opportunities that job will open up for you. So if you think it's in your scope of expertise, then go ahead and give it a try. You can probably do a great job at it, so don't sell yourself short.
Awesome. Now, say the listeners are out there listening to you today, and they will say, well, Mr. Damon Lawrence, I come to you for my business services from your business to me as a client. What are some of the services that you offer that's covered under graphic design and media?
So under my services, I offer branding, which consists of logo design, stationery, just your overall visual image of your company. That also encompasses both print and web design. So, or not just web design, but just your web. Like, say you need icons or logos that will be used in a web-based application, then I do those as well. But if you need things printed, like business cards, flyers, stationery, I make sure all of those things are similar or identical, so you don't have like mismatched products. Everything has a consistent look about it. So I do branding as well as things like wedding. People want wedding invitations set up, things like that. So any type of station, anything that can be printed, I can do. I've even designed two package designs. One guy needed a video game, not video game, sorry, a board game box done. So I designed this box for board game, the outside panels, the inside panels, the entire game board. So anything that can be designed, I can do it.
Awesome. I do this a lot of time when I do seminars, so I'm going to do it with you hypothetically. If the question was asked to you as a business owner of caps and cans, the graphic design, what unique element of your graphic design business that you bring to the table, what would it be? It could never have to be one thing, it could be a number of things, but what would you share with the listeners that it would be?
I would think that one thing that would stand out about my business is I try to be a one-stop shop. Besides printing, I don't have printers. I can't actually print these things myself yet. Well, hopefully one day I will be able to have my own printers. But right now, I think the services that I offer, I try not to limit myself. Like, some people only do, some people only do illustration. That's where they stop at. If you need something else, then you have to point you to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to, anything that's art related, registration is done, I'll draw up for you. If you need your logo design, I can design your logo. But I don't just stop there. I'm also taking, I always try to learn more, so I'm taking photography courses. So now I can do photography. Now if you need photos taken, I've done video. Now I've taken video classes, videography. That's what Captain Cash Graphics and Media comes into play. So I try not to limit myself to just the 2D design aspect, but anything like photography, videography, I'd add those things to the bundle as well. And right now I'm currently in school for music and audio engineering, music production. So that the whole audio visual component together. And I think that'll make me more marketable.
Yes, yes. Because it's always good to know that whenever clients come in, you can let them know just what you share. Look, we're sort of like, it sounds like you're able to offer a lot under the umbrella of your organization.
Right.
It makes you unique, where a lot of people are not one-stop shop, where you are one-stop shop, that you're able to do a multitude of elements. I just all the time, there are a lot of talk shows out there, but what a lot of them don't do is listen. They're not where people feel they can be heard. They just go through the normal routine of asking questions. Anybody can ask questions, but can they be heard, and will the host be a good listener? And I totally get what you're saying. That's the benefit that people will see and be able to appreciate about coming to you, is you're able to do a multitude of things under the umbrella. So that would be a good marketing. I guess I'm kind of throwing into your marketing consultant on the sly. That would be your marketing thing to let people know, hey, when they come to your services, we want to be your one-stop shop media graphic design service.
Right.
How long now have you been doing the graphic design?
So I got my first graphic design job. It was the summer, I believe, yeah, summer of 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And so since 2001, I've been out with a place called Trader Magazine. They own my Cox Communications now, but they do all of like the Auto Trader, Yacht Trader, all those type of magazines that you may see at the grocery store stand. They sell where people can sell their used vehicles or anything, even new vehicles in those magazines. So that was mostly a production job. So we sat in the office in our cubicles, and we would just update the magazines weekly. So if someone had a new vehicle for sale, we'd drop in the picture, type in the description. So the amount of creativity we had was minimal. We could still be creative, but it was within a box. We had to set guidelines. We had to stick to.
Yes. When you look at overall your journey, what was that moment that was almost like your breaking point where you were sharing with the listener?
The breaking point when I felt that I had to step out on my own?
Yes.
Wow. So I guess this lack of creativity, because a lot of my jobs initially were what do you call it, production based, where it's just basically it's more like a copy and paste thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked at like the magazine, I worked at coupon distributors, so places like, I don't know if you've heard of Zalpak or United Marketing Solutions, but they were at a coupon mailers that was mailed out nationally. So we would design those coupons, and the creativity was really to a minimal. My dream job, I wanted to work at like a fancy magazine. Like at the time in the early 2000s, the Source magazine was a popular hip hop magazine, and I wanted to work at something like that. So that was my dream job, but then I kept getting these production jobs, and I was thinking I would have a job, but I was like, yeah, I want to do something more creative. And then I thought about, well, why not just step out on your own? And so I came up with my Caps and Cans graphic people brand, and I've been pushing that ever since.
Awesome. And I think that's the good part about it. You have longevity, folks, because from 2001 to now, that's basically, what, 17 years?
Gotcha.
And one of the things that you would share with the listeners when it comes to
the things that they need to know to become a graphic designer. In other words, what do they need to be well-versed on?
Well, to be a graphic designer, you should have at least some drawing skill. You don't have to be an illustrator per se, but you do need to have some drawing skill, eye-hand coordination to that image you have in your mind, to put it on paper first, and then from paper, you take it to the computer. Well, that's best practice. I tend to just sit right at the computer nowadays and start designing on the computer, but you should be able to sketch out your ideas somehow, whether that's on the computer or on paper first, to generate ideas, and then just being well-versed in the industry standard software nowadays. Nowadays, it's Adobe products, Adobe Photoshop, Illustrator, those types of things, but there are a few companies on the rise that are competing with Adobe for that market space. So if you know how to use Adobe, then you're set, but there are a few competing products out there, so if you can learn any of those products, you'll be good.
Gotcha. And then this question, I'm going to ask it from the standpoint of a client. What are some key red flags that a client should be able to see or expect from a legitimate, not somebody that is maybe a flim-flam or fly-by-night, but somebody like you that's been out there for a while? You've been in it since 2001, you're established. What are some telltale signs that they need to be mindful of when shopping for or doing business with a legitimate graphic designer?
You want to be someone that's worth to you, because there are a lot of softwares out there now that are actually front pages out there that will do the design for you, like you're not a designer at all, and you want to design like a brochure. You can go to a website, it's already made. So I don't be worried about designers or people claim to be a designer doing that. Because it's just a middleman. They might say, oh, yeah, they'll take your money, and then they'll just go to one of these websites and get a pre-generated template made for you and then do that as if they did that themselves. And that's something you could have done yourself. You just pay somebody to do the work for you. But I guess that's everyone, isn't it? Everything has its place. Someone is the best.
As you listen to Mr. Damon Lawrence's interview, feel free to send us your questions on the segment. You can email us at themcgirtshow@outlook.com. We're going to take you back into the segment. You can also share your comments, your feedback on Instagram, themcgirtshow. That's another way you can reach us. It's instagram.com/themcgirtshow, as well as you can email us at themcgirtshow@outlook.com. We're going to take you back into the interview with Mr. Damon Lawrence, who is the owner of his own graphic and design business. But we always like to give people an opportunity to be back on the show and the guests that they're listening to, because so many times the lines are crowded on the call line. And you can also call in area code 619-924-0898. But if those lines are crowded, you can reach us at themcgirtshow@outlook.com, as well as Instagram. /TheMcGirtShow. We're going to take you back into the interview with Mr. Damon Lawrence of Umbrella.
Right, it's great. It's a good way to socialize and network and put your business and your brand out there, and a great way to get clientele. But it's also inspired a lot of people to just think that they can do it themselves. That's something that's later on, scandal themselves, it might spark the interest in them to become a graphic designer that they otherwise would not have chased. But some people really can't design themselves, and they just think they can design themselves, and they really kind of give graphic designers a bad name. But if you don't know what a graphic designer is, and you see this person promoting these pieces of art that aren't really up to par with the real designer, then they might think, oh, graphic designers aren't that great, I can just do it myself. So it's like a snowball effect, and you have more people starting to not seek out real designers because they think they can do it themselves. So I would think
that's something to keep in mind too. Just because social media has come up with a lot of stuff you can do yourself, that still doesn't necessarily mean you're able to go on your own. You still need to be able to come to someone like you that's been in the business a while and knows the business for a while.
Exactly. And something that changed from when I first started doing graphic design until now, like when it came to print, for instance, now JPEG files are like the go-to type of file format when you need something printed. But when I first was introduced to the graphic design, my professor taught us that JPEG files should all low quality and should only be used for web page design and things like that. And you should use EPS files or PDF files or TIFF files if you want to actually have something go to print. Nowadays, a lot of these companies are accepting JPEG files for their print jobs. So that's one change that I've been. I think the internet has made that change more fast than it used to be before the internet really got popular.
And you also are able to build websites as well for clients, or?
Yes, that's something I do. I've taken a lot of courses with actually coding for websites, but actual coding is not my forte, so I tend to focus on just the design aspect of web design. So I can lay out your page and design a working page for you. But if you need any, like, back-end HTML coding done, I tend not to do that type of stuff.
Gotcha. So are you able to do a website where, like, people that, like, if they're selling something from their website, it can be a secure site where payments can be accepted and collected, or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gotcha. Because the technology now, it's like it changes every minute of the day.
Right, it's always, and then you got to have someone that's on it because the hackers are getting more and more savvy, so you got to stay one step ahead of them. So, like, dealing with people's money on the internet can get risky.
Wow, that's true. That is so true. Because we had a guest on my show last year. This team, they were running like a senior care for outreach program, but the web guy that built a site, he had it set up where instead of being where they were totally, the money that was donated was coming directly to the organization. The donations were routed to his account. They had to go to
him.
And he's like way in Georgia, and they're way here in North Carolina. So that kind of was a red flag to me. It made me kind of leery of, you got to be careful. Just like you just proved it, you have to be careful because if you got an outreach organization and then you've already paid the guy to build your site, what purpose would he need to be routing your donations and money through him first? And then he sends that, you don't have no way of knowing whether, okay, he's sending you $500 or $100, but you might have got $2,000.
Right, you don't know because you're not tracking your own money.
Exactly.
That's why I tend to use for anything online like that, I use PayPal for that.
That's what
we're more transparent to me.
That's what we do. We use PayPal, and now we even use, we have it where people can use Walmart to Walmart.
Oh, right, yeah, that's a good option.
You know, and it just works a lot better because, you know, it made me grateful for the fact when she had called to ask questions, and because she had noticed she hadn't gotten any donations for like almost a month, and come to find out he later revealed to her after she had called that everything is routing into him in Georgia, and you know that's not doing the good if she's in North Carolina. So it's a very very interesting element how you point out how people have to be, or you have to be on the guard because they are savvy. They're very savvy. Does your service also offer the management of the websites, or you urge people to have other means?
Absolutely. I definitely urge people to have their own webmaster or someone that can upkeep their website for them. I try not to get bogged down with that. Maybe if I eventually one day when I'm able to hire help, that's a service that I would branch into. So in Kung Fu. And so my next step is to get my third degree, like though I'm a Kung Fu, which is Mandarin for teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll master and eventually open up my own martial arts studio.
Gotcha, gotcha. Now, do you have a business bucket list?
I would like to make Captain Can's Graphics a larger brand name with eventually that have my own brick and mortar location, so have a physical space instead of working out of my home. Actually have my own studio.
Okay.
And eventually, why not franchise it if possible? Like, I mean, everyone needs graphic design, so why not open up Captain Candy's, like at a McDonald's on every corner, have a Captain Candy graphic media in every major city.
Okay.
And just like you go to like a FedEx office or whatever, you can go to Captain Candy graphics and media.
Mm-hmm.
Get your media down there.
That's true.
Graphic design down there.
That's true. Is there one dream client that you would love to actually get a contract for? And if so, who would it be? And it could be more than one person.
I think right now I would like to get a contract with someone like Amazon, because Amazon is such a large and growing company right now. If I can get a contract with Amazon, doing with that, just product design for them,
mm-hmm.
that would be awesome, as well as Nintendo Way of the gaming company, just designing the video game part that goes onto the disc or the actual the box that the game comes in.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great job to have as well.
Gotcha, gotcha. And as we get into the final moments of the interview, kind of share with us how people can contact your business on social media.
Absolutely. So I have my homepage is www.capscans.com. That's www.capscans.com. I'm also on social media. You can find me on Instagram at Instagram.com/CaptainCansGraphics. And I also have a YouTube page, which is the same tag that Captain Cans Graphics also.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. Now, we have a lot of followers and listeners that they listen to our guests, and they need that quick pep talk. What would be your thoughts of empowerment to that person that would say, Mr. Damon Lawrence, I've started out at such and such business, I started to do this and nothing went right, I got a divorce, I had to go to court for child support, I was in a car accident, I got sick, was in the hospital, so like one thing's happened after another, I'm tired, I'm burnt out, I feel like I just don't know what to do. What would you share with that person that would help them relate to the fact you've had your ups and downs like everybody else, but you survived, you thrived, and you're still rolling, you're still doing your thing? What would you say, share with that listener?
Oh, absolutely. As long as you're still breathing and you can wake up another day and move, you got an opportunity to make something better for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've all gone through adversity. I've had to file bankruptcy. I've been my house has been foreclosed on before.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's, but you just gotta keep pushing forward. But if you give up, then you'll wind up as one of these people on the corner. I mean, no one's going to pick you up. You got to pull yourself up. So definitely, you just keep trying. Like, I mean, sometimes it feels like things aren't going your way, but trouble don't last always. You just got to keep going for what you know.
That's a powerful message. You don't know, you just ministered to a lot of millions of people. They need to be reminded of that. Trouble don't last always. That's that.
Right.
You, as they say, you shut it down. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes the little things can just you just throw your whole day off and you just want to just scream, and then you have to really, and then you get on and you look at the news, somebody's going through 10 times worse than what you're doing, and you have to say, well, they ain't bad as I thought, well, let me go sit down for a bit.
That's the only part that it works off
of. So
that's true. That is inspiration for you to keep going.
That's so true. That is so true. And like you said, I like you put it, as long as you breathe it, that means you got another chance. Because you look at a person that their family got the call, they got the notification from the doctor, they didn't make it through the surgery, they didn't pull through, but you got another chance.
Right.